Okay.
I'm set.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
Sounds good, Mary.
Okay. Good morning.
Greetings, O wise one, from the regional area to be determined later.
And what shall we discuss?
Oh, lots of stuff. By the way, were you sending me, I've been seeing some blue balls the last few days. Is that your just supportive energy?
Yes.
Cool, thanks, buddy.
You're welcome.
Did the SSJ did he receive and agree to develop a physical signal with me to use during my meditation or waking state when we do an energy exchange?
And what is your assessment?
I believe he got the message, but the sense I'm getting is it's not as simple as okay, I'll twinge your finger. It may take some. It may be a process before a signal could be developed between the two of us.
I would agree. But in this, it is an exchange of energy in which you will be acclimating to, and in that acclimating, you will develop an openness to allow a physical signal that you will recognize.
Is that a lengthy process in my terms, or?
Not necessarily. No. It may be occurring rather quickly.
In my terms, a couple months or something like that?
Perhaps even shorter.
Okay. I'll keep the bridge open for him. In regard to my equations, when you said in an earlier session that my use of zero was unique, did you mean that it was unique because it, you know, represents what I term the LCU? Or is it unique in how it is used as a mathematical symbol in a different way?
Both.
Okay. In regard to the mathematical symbol and how it's used differently, I'm using it as a form of a unit vector that describes a vector field, if you will. Is that... can you give me an example here of how it's used unique? I guess I'm not really clear on why it's unique as a different way to approach it mathematically.
In a manner of speaking, you are incorporating this symbol as a void and an action simultaneously.
Okay, I'm going to get back to that when I go through my equation. In the equation, though, when I represent electricity and magnetism, would it be more appropriate or more accurate to use the symbols of, you know, E, phi, representing the electrical flux, and B, phi, to represent the magnetic flux?
Yes.
Okay. Would my dimensional gradient be also considered complete by the addition of the E phi and the B phi?
It can be, yes.
What do you mean it can be?
You are seeking a definite or absolute finality, which does not exist.
Oh, no. Let me back up. What I'm seeking is the core a foundation that's accurate as a foundation piece? I mean, in and of itself, it's accurate. I understand you can build off of that foundation piece.
Yes. You are correct.
So it's not inaccurate.
Correct.
Okay. I've been getting this sense lately about that when I'm in grad school that some of the instructors I interact with on occasion don't seem to be accurate based on my perception of knowledge in that given area. Is this more of a recognition that I'll be ending my grad school process? Maybe as early as the end of the semester. And the reason for that is because I'll be going into a path that's more dedicated, maybe after I publish my equations, to a path that's doing research and teaching somewhere, like this fall.
That is a potential. I would express to you an encouragement to pay attention to your imagery and to pay attention to what you're doing and what is occurring, as you are already paying attention to what you are observing, and in that it will serve you to genuinely be listening to your impressions in relation to your direction. Recognizing that you can accomplish the direction that you want to explore without necessarily moving in a conventional manner. You can if you choose to, but it is not necessary.
Well, if I'm looking at those two potentials, unconventional, conventional, I would think that there's a stronger possibility of me going the unconventional route than the conventional route.
I would agree.
It's probably something like 75-25 or something like that, not the 50-50.
Yes, I would agree.
Sounds like a topic for further discussion at a later date. When I looked at this Tesla plasmasphere the other day, I felt immediate recognition to this fish tank symbolism of time travel devices from the future that I got in a dream. Is this an anchor representation? Is this Tesla plasmasphere a representation of what John and James used to send objects back in time?
Similar.
Is the process the same and the object is just a little bit different, or is the process also slightly different?
The process is also somewhat different.
Do they use temperature in their process at all, like absolute freezing?
No.
Okay. Am I OE to Tesla or directing access to one of his colleagues?
You are observing, yes.
Cool. To Tesla, right?
Yes.
Okay. I sometimes get dream imagery of clogged toilets. Is this just a sense of blocked energy?
It is somewhat concerning blocked energy, but it is also imagery of confusion and frustration, which creates obstacles.
Confusion and frustration in my path?
In any of your directions, yes.
Oh, interesting. Why did Graves Erskine send my probable self a letter? Was that in response to a letter that he received from my probable self?
Yes.
That's what I thought. Will I not be able to do this same by sending him a letter from me as well?
You can.
Well, I mean, is that a likely potential?
That would be difficult to respond to. I can respond to you that yes, there is a likelihood, but I can also respond to you in a manner of it may not be a strong potential. It is dependent upon you, and in that you incorporate a tendency to fluctuate. You incorporate a strong desire and a strong want to accomplish certain actions, but you also fluctuate, for you doubt whether it is possible or not, or beyond whether it is possible, you doubt whether you yourself will allow or accomplish.
I would think if I'm doing it in a lighthearted manner, a relaxed and lighthearted manner, that I stand a better chance of communicating with him.
Yes, I would agree, but also it is a matter of not focusing upon the outcome.
Yeah, I agree. I'm okay with that. Does it make a difference if I put a specific address and stamp on the letter? I was going to put a penny from his era inside the letter as an anchor point.
I would express that the address is not as important.
Okay. Is the cloud of antimatter that scientists believe they have found, is that caused by an energy bleed through from another dimension?
No.
So it's basically what they think it is right now.
Thus far.
Oh, you want to give me a hint there?
I would express that there is considerably more to explore in association with these types of phenomenon.
Do I have a focus as the World War I German Paul von Lettow-Vorbeck? Or is he my focus, I should say?
Yes.
What was the meaning of the silver radio-shaped device that had this black inlaid markings on it that I got during meditation? Is this a view of a device used to calibrate objects that to the path that John and James use, or is it just a symbol of something else?
describe what occurred in the meditation.
I saw what looked like a object that was kind of radio shaped, but silver. I mean, it was, the lower part of it was kind of rectangular. The top of it was curved, so it kind of looked like one of those radios from the past, if you will. But the and the front, it was all black, and then there was an inlay portion in the center of the silver that was black, and it had some what looked like horizontal markings of some type in there. And to me, it kind of resembled like something used to tune in or to calibrate to a certain frequency.
I am understanding. This is an instrument that is not necessarily incorporated for communication, but a device that is a type of locator, so to speak. This is not other dimensional, but it is otherworldly.
Okay, so obviously there's a extraterrestrial focus of mine that has some involvement with this device.
Yes.
Well, what's he doing with it?
It is a device that is a locator. It can be, in a manner of speaking, programmed with certain information, and it will identify the location of what is being programmed into it.
Is it strictly for locating things throughout the spatial environment, or also can it go identify stuff in different time periods as well?
No. It is limited to locating in its present time, in the present environment.
And I tapped into that image for what purpose?
Merely as a connection with other beings, so to speak, or other realities, in a manner of speaking, within your own dimension. Which,
okay. So that's offering myself an avenue to pursue communication with this focus of mine that's extraterrestrial.
You can, although that was not necessarily what you presented to yourself. It was more a validation to yourself that other focuses or other beings, if you will, do occupy your universe.
No, I understand that. Are earthquakes caused by mass projections of magnetic energy that forms a deep electromagnetic current that drives these massive plate movements?
No. They are generated in response to massive electrical energy. They are generated in response to mass outputs of energy, which mingle with the energy of the planet itself and create disturbances.
Is the avenue to get a precursor of an upcoming quake best explored by trying to identify this what's called a piezoelectric effect?
Which would be explored in what manner?
Well, a piezoelectric effect is a form of identifying electrical current that occurs when rocks are under a degree of stress.
No.
Okay.
I would express that a more effective and efficient manner of exploring the movement prior to the activity of an earthquake would be to examine and evaluate the mass energy in any particular location and what can be your indicator of the definite potential that it will occur is to be paying attention to the energy and the expressions of creatures. Now, many individuals are already aware that creatures serve as an excellent indicator of an approaching earthquake. But the creatures are not merely responding to the earth or its movement. They are also responding to mass energy, which is what is intermingling with the energy of your earth that is creating the disturbance.
Okay, so in summary, the best approach to find a precursor is to study creatures and look for changes in their behavior, radical changes in their behavior.
Yes.
Okay. During meditation, once I had a view of these stacked numbers, like in two big columns, was that imagery of future scientists using my equations as maybe a building block for their own scientific equations?
In manner of speaking, yes. Challenging it and expanding, but yes, I would agree.
Okie dokie. Have John and James found one of our bottles yet? Or have they uncovered any of the items we left for them?
Not yet, but I would express that they are exceptionally close.
Damn!
In this, I would express that it is quite likely that they will discover it very quickly.
Oh, you mean like within the next month or so?
Much more quickly than that.
Cool. Has my letter to John arrived to him yet? And has John received it, or is it lying in wait for him to find?
The latter.
Cool. Opan wanted to know if his letter to me arrived yet within our current time frame. And if so, is it physically present somewhere in my house, or have I not inserted it yet into my physical reality?
The latter would be more accurate.
Okay. And I should just relax and let it flow, huh?
Yes, and view it as a game of discovery.
Ken, Elba, Opan, and myself have been getting different impressions of John and James and the work that they do. And Opan wanted me to ask you if his projection view they got of John and this woman in a lobby type room actually understood him as he spoke to them from his projection, and did they understand what I was offering to him and ideas about using a device to extract energy as more of a vacuum?
What I will express to you is an acknowledgement of an accomplishment, that there was a recognition and an awareness of the projection, but no, they did not necessarily understand what was being expressed. But yes, they were aware of the presence. Therefore, that is an accomplishment. It is a step.
Cool. That is interesting. What's the word I'm thinking? My write-up that I have presently in front of me, my temporal and spatial dimension energy conversion equations. Is this, I know it's a developing process, are they in a state of, are they accurate?
Yes.
Based on what I wrote, and would they be, is it a strong potential for it to be accepted by some members in the scientific community this year? And what type of, I guess I'm trying to decide what avenue would be best served for me to submit them. I keep getting the impression, Elias, that I don't know if I'm forcing energy. I keep getting this desire to put it out there in various publications, or just put it out there. It's like one of those things where eventually there's going to be a members of the community to will positively receive it, if you will. And it's not so important for me to spend so much time trying to figure out which path is best to submit it, rather than just relax and just submit it to various publications to see which one will best receive it.
I would agree. I would.
So
I would express to you that that is not forcing energy. That is not pushing. I would acknowledge you in that, and I would encourage you to be paying attention to your impressions and to allow yourself to trust them.
I am. It's a process. So, I would be well served to go ahead and submit it this week, because what I have there is accurate, and all I need to maybe do is answer additional questions or maybe write up some additional explanations. But what I have is accurate at this stage.
Yes.
How are my equations received in the future? I mean, I'm saying more than, I mean, future, like, I don't know, maybe 20 years from now or 50 years from now.
They are viewed in a standpoint of agreement, but also challenging, in similar manner to yourself now, that you view certain equations and formulas, so to speak, of other individuals, and you agree with some of them, and that offers you a foundation, and you agree with some points of some, and that allows you to explore further, and it motivates you to challenge and to expand, which is a similar expression that is generated by individuals in the future in relation to the formulas that you are developing.
Kind of like how I view some theories in quantum mechanics, that they were very foundational in their day, but now it's more like they're just a foundation piece that other people build their own equations off of.
Yes, in a manner of speaking, you are correct.
Okay, I will go and try to get my equations published in different circles. Is, how to phrase this, by submitting them this week in different areas, will that increase the potentials for me to develop an unconventional path for doing research and teaching?
Yes.
Okay. Well, simultaneous time must be working pretty well, because I'm moving along quite quickly in my questions I have for you, Elias. There's something else I was going to ask. The infinity concept, the alien one that we discussed about being beyond things, is that kind of like... is the term oblivion kind of representative of that region? Or I know it's not a spot or location. oblivion be a good way to describe it?
It may be a term that you can incorporate to describe it. I would...
Okay, so then, but the nature of that region, regard to my formula, is also this I don't want to use the word starting point. I don't know how to phrase this. It's where the void and action piece has not been initiated.
The reverse. Where the void and the action...
Go ahead.
Where the void and the action is initiated. Which...
Can you say that again, Elias?
Where the void and the action is initiated, which you are correct, that is not a start point, but it would be accurate.
Okay, so it's a void where action has not been initiated.
Has been.
Has? H-A-S?
Yes.
A void where action has been initiated.
Yes.
Oh, boy. Elias, what do you want to talk about?
Whatever you choose.
I know you're not supposed to be leading us.
I do not incorporate an agenda in this present time framework, and therefore it is your choice of what we shall engage.
Oh, okay. I'll throw out some thoughts. Getting back to my that one military leader, Paul von Leto Vorbeck, years ago, before I even started thinking about Elias and Seth and stuff, I sent him a letter. Obviously, he was long gone dead when I sent the letter. Did he ever receive that letter?
Physically, no. But the contents, yes.
How did you receive the content? In a dream?
Not in a dream, no. In an awareness. The reception was generated after death.
The reception of the letter?
Yes. Therefore, he did not physically receive the letter itself, but yes, he did receive the contents.
But the letter was physically received by his family after he died?
No.
Oh, okay. I thought it was received by someone physically.
No, for it was not necessary.
Oh. Did he have a recognition of who was sending the letter?
Yes.
No way. Wouldn't that be kind of odd? Okay. Wait a minute, Elias. I think in that letter, I had asked him to send me something, like, you know, some coins or something like that from his time period. How did he react to that?
It was not a matter of reacting. it was merely a matter of receiving the information or the content of the letter, and for him it was more merely an experience of knowing that another focus attempted to physically generate contact. Therefore, it was more of a curiosity.
So he actually has an awareness at that time of a future focus being able to subjectively communicate with him?
Are you understanding that when the contents were received, the individual was no longer within physical focus?
Oh, okay. No, I was thinking that, okay, I was kind of thinking earlier that it was the physical letter itself, but you're saying he picked up the whole communication after he passed on.
Yes.
Oh, well, that's no fun.
Which, in actuality, created a curiosity and an interest for the individual had not engaged transition yet. And therefore, was continuing to generate physical imagery, objective imagery, but received the contents of the letter, which introduced a new concept. For the individual had not engaged transition yet. Therefore, in his perception, he was not yet aware of his death.
Got it.
And in that, he did not recall his death yet, was continuing to generate objective imagery, but received this. And in that, it sparked a curiosity, for it was an introduction of a new concept.
Got it. Going back to John and James, when I could send them a letter that they would physically receive, even though I don't have an address for it, I can send them in the mailbox or via some other spot where I just choose to deposit it. And I'm not talking about the area of enchantment.
I'm aware.
I could send them a letter and they'll receive it physically and be able to read it?
Yes.
So I don't need to send additional stuff to the area of enchantment. I can actually open a communication bridge by just sending him a letter like the one I sent the other day.
Yes.
And he'll get it just as quickly.
Yes.
Well, wait a minute. How can they have trouble doing the same for me?
I have explained this previously, which perhaps you're not quite understanding. They are not pinpointing your time framework. In actuality, what they are doing is transporting, in a manner of speaking, objects to a time framework that is prior to your own.
Right. No, I understand that. And they're kind of like calibrating them as like anchor points.
And you are discovering them. Therefore, although they are, in a manner of speaking, honing in upon certain energies of individuals and expressing an energy of encouragement for those individuals to be discovering the objects, they are not sending them in your terms directly to you.
But they could, right?
They could, but they are continuing their exploration of this action. They could, yes. Just as you can send to them. But you also are exploring your action. Their involvement with this development is not perfected yet. Therefore, they are continuing to explore it, and in that exploration, they are developing it to become more precise and to become more accurate, but they have not entirely accomplished that yet.
Elias, is Ben and I can kind of joke about in our perceived future that there is a potential for us to be, you know, giving a presentation, and then, you know, maybe I'll be up there describing my equations, and, you know, Ken and Oba will be talking about their perspectives on movements of time, and then we'll introduce John and James to the audience. Is that actually a potential for occurring?
It is a very slight.
Okay. I was just wondering. But let me, maybe it's more of a sensation or impression of not necessarily them physically being there, but maybe there's something that would be unmistakably some object they would send that would be unmistakably a future type object.
That is a possibility, but that also would be dependent upon their development, to be more precise.
Okay. It would be just kind of cool for that to happen. Is the best way presently for John to communicate or to pick up some of my communications via meditation or via actually sending him a letter?
Either.
Okay. Let's see here. A few years ago, you were telling me when I had this dream of meeting this, what I kind of picked up was an Egyptian woman. And I was processing the energy differently. You know, I was getting attracted to her versus trying to be open to what she was trying to communicate. Was that my focus a Shani, or was that a different essence?
That was your focus.
Of a Shani, right?
Yes.
And what was she trying to communicate? Was there an objective recognition of a form of the communication?
Yes.
She was meditating?
Engaging a ritual.
What was that ritual? Was it a religious ritual?
Yes.
And did she have something specific about her or the culture that she wanted to communicate with me?
It was not necessarily her wanting to communicate with you, but wanting you to communicate with her.
Well, she's been in a few of my dreams, like that one ghost, and etc. So that pathway is still open, is it not?
Yes, it is.
Beyond dreams, which I haven't had any dreams with her in a while, beyond dreams, I can also tap into communication with her via meditation?
Yes, you can.
Okay. This may have been talked about before, but I'll throw it out there. The purpose for the pyramids, is there any purpose beyond them being built as a symbol, more like a religious symbol? Or did they have some other function?
They have many functions.
Oh, come on.
And this is another area of discovery.
Okay, well, they were built by the Archons, were they not?
Yes.
How many Archon focuses do I have?
Twenty-three,
okay. And can you give me an approximate time frame for the Archons as a civilization ended?
That is cheating, my friend.
Oh, come. Okay, let me ask you this then. Let me just... the ancient Egyptians' Old Kingdom, the Archons ended before the Old Kingdom started, right?
Slightly overlapping.
Okay.
Not much, but slightly overlapping. I would express to you, yes, that culture for the most part was no longer existing, so to speak, at that time. But there was a few that continued.
And is that the reason why the ancient Egyptians had a sense of certain individuals with that they ascribed to magical powers?
Yes.
Hmm. Was Ashani an Archon or an ancient Egyptian?
Egyptian.
Hmm. Okay, Elias. Tell them, I don't, okay. I want you to throw out some hard nut to crack as a concept like infinity, one that intellectually you probably can't get your hands around it, but there are brief moments when you can sense its impact or magnitude.
Goodbye.
It's like something to chew on, I guess, is my point.
Pyramid points of consciousness as an action and their multitude of intersections as the foundational construct of consciousness.
You're right. That's going to take a while to digest. I couldn't write down fast enough. Do I get an A on my report if I figure this one out?
Ah, yes.
Well, hey, one thing. Why does it appear that a lot of my future focuses that I connect with seem to be scientific types?
For that is your interest in this focus, and therefore you would more easily connect with those types of focuses futurely. Mm-hmm. And you would more easily draw that energy to yourself, for it is your interest. It is less likely that you would draw the energy of an individual that incorporates mundane experiences and is not interested in the mechanics of their world or in the mechanics of their reality, but you would not be attracted to that. You incorporate many focuses that are not involved in sciences or in the mechanics of reality.
Is it not true that there is at least a few more areas of reality that I have not walked into, that there's a very likely chance to also be getting my pick and shovel and digging through them?
Yes.
Cool. I would ask questions about my daughter, but that'll probably be a lengthier discussion than 2 minutes. Although the current, I told Michael that we're on an equilibrium point, which is kind of comfortable right now.
Congratulations.
Well, I mean, it's perfect.
I'm understanding. Do not discount yourself. This is a step, and it is to be acknowledged. It is an accomplishment.
Let me ask you something. My daughter says that she doesn't believe in God, and I know she hears some of the things I rattle about in a way of my concepts and whatnot. An appreciation for some of the ideas in science and reality that I'm always tossing about?
Does she incorporate an appreciation for that? Not necessarily.
A typical teenager then, huh?
I would express that she, at this point, does not generate much of an interest.
Okay, I can understand that. Elias, we're on the last 20 seconds. Do you want to throw out any parting comment or foreclosure?
An encouragement with your new discovery game. And
what discovery game? Which one?
The discovery game that you requested and that I offered to you.
Oh, you mean regarding the pyramid point, multi-point, matrix type doohickey.
Well put. Yes.
Okay, well, Elias, I do look forward to our next objective interaction, but in many ways, I do appreciate all our interactions, and I will be as open as I can recall for them.
Very well, and I shall be anticipating of that also.
Great. Thanks, Elias.
And remember, I am always present with you.
Well, hey, what closing? Are you able to communicate with Jade on occasion?
Yes.
Okay. just tell him to keep up the good work, and I'll be doing the same on my side.
The message is already received.
Thanks, Elias.
You are very welcome, my dear friend. In great appreciation to you, and in tremendous encouragement also. In friendship. Au revoir.
Au revoir.